there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger today, even though he's in the middle of a sellout, critically acclaimed arena tour, he still found time to check himself in on Alan Eyre. No what ifs, no maybes, it's definitely singing sensation, Tom Grennan! This is the final boarding call for Tom Grennan. Tom Grennan. Thank you. Look who we've got on board, Tom Grennan, woohoo!
Hello, hello, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Thank you for flying Alan Eyre.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, now we've got something in common.
Yeah.
Northampton, Rose of the Shires.
Yes.
Tell me about your story. Was you born there? Did you grow up there? But you was in football.
Yeah, so no, I grew up in Bedford. I played a little minute for Northampton Town when I was younger.
Up the Cobblers.
Yeah. But I got kicked out of there.
Why?
I wasn't good enough, and I didn't really get on with the manager either.
Oh, what was the manager? Oh, no, do you want to name and shame?
No, I don't mind. And Eddie McGoldrick.
Oh, my God. My dad discovered Eddie McGoldrick.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I don't think he liked the way I played, basically. And then I was like, if you don't like it, then I'm out,
oh my God. God, this is such a small world.
Yeah. But all my band are from Northampton. So they all live like in the town of Northampton, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out to Gary Baldy.
Gary Baldy
is like a pub.
Gary Baldy. Did you ever do the Welly Road?
Yeah, I did the Welly Road,
Oh, God.
I like Northampton. It's good. It's shit, but it's good.
And now, and then people don't give it like a bit of respect, you know. And someone sent me a picture of a woman doing a shit outside the library in the high street.
Yeah.
That's not Northampton's fault, is it? You know. And they're like, "Do you know this woman?" I'm like, "No, I haven't lived there in ages." And this, if I'm gonna go, "Oh yeah, Val."
Yeah. Do you go back?
She always does a shit in the high street, Val. And then I'm doing a sitcom at the minute, and everyone's asking me, "Is 50p Lil in it?" And 50p Lil used to, for. 50p, you can imagine you feeling
fair play, Lil.
I said no, because I want it to go on the telly and I don't want to be cancelled.
Yeah.
So you're a Bedford boy. Where'd you go on holiday in Bedford when you were a kid?
We would go to like Spain. Or mostly Ireland, though. My dad's Irish.
Yeah.
So we'd always like spend summers in Ireland and Christmases in Ireland. So if we were lucky, we'd get to Spain.
Yeah.
But mostly Ireland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a lads holiday? Have you ever done that?
Do you know, I never went to like Magaluf. I wasn't really.
No,
that wasn't my vibe at all.
Where would you go then? Where would you go to get lucky?
I know.
Even I got Bedford. Lucky in Shagamuff.
Oh, yeah, fair play. No, I went to Bulgaria, though. When I was 18. No, 19.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I went to Bulgaria, Sunny Beach, and that was a lad's like thing where I was like, oh, my God, I didn't expect it to be like this.
Yeah.
And it was like that.
That sunny beach in Bulgaria is meant to be crazy. My family went there. A friend of my family went there and the hotel manager accused them of stealing the television.
Mate, the friend I went with got kidnapped there. Yeah, oh God, it was a holiday of hell, but it was pretty funny, though.
I hope we're going to lose that advertising from the Bulgaria tourist board. No. So you went to Bulgaria, and would you recommend Bulgaria?
If you're a teenager and want to get
knee deep in
something, then yeah.
100%. Nice.
Yeah,
lovely.
I love it.
Tell us one of the best places you've ever been.
Barbados.
Nice.
Is the best place I've ever been.
Yeah. Sandy Lane. Did you go there?
Went to Sandy Lane. I didn't stay there, but I went for dinner there.
Nice.
Yeah. I stay in a place called St. Lawrence Gap, which is like, when I say the beach is pure white sand.
Oh, lovely.
The ocean is unbelievable.
Ooh.
It's a dream. But I also love Greece. Like if I'm talking ocean, Greece and the ocean there is just, I don't know, there's something different about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unreal. Yeah.
So would you say you're drawn to the sea?
Definitely. I love the ocean. Love relaxing.
Will you go to the Greek party islands, or will you go to the ones that are quiet and it's just like a donkey and a woman dressed in black walking up and down?
No. I've been to like Santorini, which is a bit more chilled.
Yeah.
But I've been to a few of the party islands, yeah.
Have you ever holidayed and there's been a celebrity at your hotel as well?
No, there hasn't.
Come on.
No, honestly, there hasn't. I went to St. Lucia this summer, right? Yeah. This Christmas. And I didn't
there's
really
that amazing hotel there, innit? And they fly, didn't they fly hummingbirds? And
yeah.
All, yeah.
Yeah. So we went on like a tour, like round the island. And the guy was like, see that hotel? It's the best hotel. And I was like, what? I was fuming that I wasn't in the best hotel. But I didn't do my research and I just booked sandals.
Yeah.
And when I say like, it was just full of Americans having a good time or like,
spring break, yeah. Awesome!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, that's not.
That,
I was
that's like,
like
me though. I am like that on holiday.
Really?
Yeah. Crush the can of love. Yeah.
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 But I wasn't expecting it to be like that. So I was
no,
just like,
I thought it was a bit classy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And the hotel was like falling apart a little bit, and it was just God. Like the amount of money I spent on it was a joke. And I thought, fuck.
But they take the piss over Christmas. They take the piss.
They do. They do. So the hotel wasn't great,
and
but next time I go back,
one, you go back to there.
Yeah, I'll go back
Is
there.
Is it called Sugar Hill or something?
Something like that.
Summit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you know how you know about it, because on X Factor,
that's what
Louis Walsh.
Yeah.
Was it Louis Walsh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was meant to be his home, weren't he? They go to Star's home.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
there like, Louis, you do
not live there
in this 5-star hotel.
No,
you live in Galway. We're Irish.
Yeah. Love Louis Walsh, though.
Oh, I know, but he doesn't live in...
No, he doesn't live in St. Lucia and like hummingbirds flying around the place.
No.
Definitely don't.
Come on, bit of realism here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's the worst place you've gone?
The worst?
I mean, we're not slagging people
Not
off,
slagging people
No, because sometimes shit happens. Sometimes you lose your bag. Sometimes you lose your puzzle. Sometimes you get mugged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got mugged in America.
I did get mugged in America, yeah. Got mugged in New York. Yeah, it was...
my God, is it all? Are you all right?
Yeah, I thought I'm all right.
Do you have a gun? Did they pull a gun?
Mate, well, I didn't see a gun, but... They punched me. I woke up from the punch.
Oh.
And I kind of reacted like I got up and ran after them, like I was going to do something.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I wasn't, but that was my reaction. Yeah. And then they turned around and said, hey, man, I'm going to shoot you, man, like that. And then I heard that and I was like, wow, I'm really in America. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was quite scary at the time.
Yeah, I bet.
But I look back and it's a bit of a character building on tour story, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it was pretty mad.
And you also expect them to say something more American, like, I'm going to put a cap in your ass.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, that will. Do you know what I mean? We're all on holiday.
Oh, my God.
I haven't had a good holiday to run a cap in my ass. did it spoil America? Did it spoil New York for you?
No. I love New York. I love America, and I love touring there.
I like America.
It's obviously things happen. Like, it happened to me in Bedford. It happened to, like, when I was a bit younger.
You got beaten up again?
Yeah, I had my jaw broken. Got put in hospital.
Fucking hell!
I know, I've just got one of them faces.
Are you walking around like with bad attitude?
I've just probably got one of them faces. I don't know what it is. But some people have them, like,
on your t-shirt, like, hey, what are you looking at? Face?
Yeah, like, I've got one of
them. Come on, then hit me.
I don't know what it is,
no,
but
yeah, you need to stop wearing that t-shirt.
Yeah, I know, that t-shirt's just put me in a load of trouble. But so it can happen anywhere, and unfortunately, it did happen. But I'm here to tell the tale.
You live to tell. Yeah, good.
Do you know
for
what
you.
I mean? Yeah.
Because there's that tramp in on Venice Beach, kick my ass for a dollar.
Yeah.
He holds it like that.
Yeah.
And,
I've seen like kick my balls for like a dollar as well.
Yeah. And then
would you do it though?
No.
Would you
my do friend it? Was like a dollar. That's great. I said. Everyone's got a camera phone here. I can't be seen with you kicking a tramp.
I would have loved to see you.
Can you imagine that in the Daily Mail?
Tramp.
Alan Gargo, yeah, get your dog, kick that tramp. I said, no, but I mean, I would never kick, even if
a
I
tramp.
Wasn't famous. I'm making out, if I wasn't famous, I would have kicked him. No, I wouldn't kick him because it's horrible, but I can't be seen.
Yeah.
Even well, with someone kicking a tramp for £1, a dollar.
But what a great way to make a quick buck.
And an anecdote.
And yeah. That is
no,
great.
I mean, poor thing.
Yeah. Where's the worst place you've been?
Where's the worst place I've been?
Yeah.
There's this place in Wales, but it was only because it just stank.
Of what?
B.O.
B.O. Oh, I hate
the
that.
The town stank of B.O.
The town?
The whole town fucking stank.
No.
I was like this. I was like, is this place made of dog shit? It was so disgusting. And I just couldn't work it out. And
really?
I was like, because I was performing there. And I went, what? You know, when you come in your mouth.
Yeah.
Why is this place like this? And yeah, it was vile. It
so you're
was
not
vile.
Going back there?
No. No. I mean, I touch wood. I haven't had, I haven't been mugged.
No.
Well, I've lost my luggage.
I've lost my luggage before. I was on tour and got to Sweden and my luggage didn't come. So none of my performance clothes came.
Oh,
and
God.
I was just in like a shit tracksuit. And my tour manager at the time, yeah, who like wore like, he won't mind me saying this, but I love him. But he wore like proper skinny tight jeans. Like just not my vibe.
No.
And he came over to me when I was pissed off at this time. And he went, don't worry about it, mate. You can just wear my clothes. I went, mate. Don't fucking start with that. Like, just get my fucking luggage back. And I didn't wear his clothes.
No, but that is an awful situation. Sometimes you can just wear mine.
Yeah, I know.
And then like, your face must just flick up.
Yeah. It's like, no way, mate.
You're all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem. Of a detour.
I mean, what does that... What happens then? You know, you're a star, you lose all your stuff. Is there a lost property box at these arenas? Can you wear all...
No,
you're
you
just fucked.
You just fucked. You'll have to go shopping. But I was in the middle of...
That's
my stomach. Your stomach?
That wasn't me. That's my stomach.
Forever, hey. Hungry.
I am hungry.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to do that fasting thing where I don't eat breakfast, but...
Yeah, I can't do that.
No, I need breakfast.
Yeah, same. Most important meal of the day.
Well, they say that, don't they? Fat people say that. Fat people do. They just want to start eating early. Most important meal of the day. You're just fat.
No,
and I say that as a fat person myself. I'm not fat shaming.
No.
Do you think you haven't ever seen me before, have you?
On TV?
Yeah, but never in real life.
No.
Do you think I'm fatter than on telly? Be honest.
No. You're not fat. I think you look good, man.
I do feel fat in this, though. Oh, that's nice. And you're nice.
Yeah, you're not fat at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you said, yeah, and I imagine and I beat you up?
Yeah, imagine. I'm like, fucking hell, this T-shirt. Yeah.
Fucking I'm not fat! Alan just attacked me.
Oh, I'd love to bottle up Alan Carr. And just, you know when
What's
you're in
that?
A bad mood?
Bottle up. Oh, bottle up.
Yeah, bottle him up. And just...
Well, all right. Violent. I'd have to bottle
when
up.
When you're in
up.
A bad mood, Just open
oh,
him
we
up.
Have fun. We have fun. We do have fun on here.
Yeah.
In the event of an unexpected drop in pressure in the cabin, a microphone will drop down from above and we'll all have a rousing rendition of Wet Ass Pussy as we fall out of the sky. Thank you for flying, Alan Air. How crazy do you go on holiday? Do you karaoke? Do you skinny dip?
Oh, I'm the worst for karaoke on holiday. Yeah, where, like, again, on holiday, I'd see a karaoke machine, grab the mic and I'd be on it all night. But the thing is, with me and karaoke, I don't go like half measures. I fully go for it.
Oh, God.
So, like, everybody's like, oh, like, you're wicked. But after the third one, he's like, you know, like, it's like, mate, you're showing off now.
Yeah, yeah.
And where my missus is then, like, pulling off the mic and I'm like, nah. They love it. They love it. Do you know what I mean? Depending what kind of holiday it is, like, I went on a stag do in Vegas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know if it was nice. It was
carnage.
I didn't sleep for 5 days.
Did you have a facial
tattoo? No, I didn't have a facial tattoo. I got a tattoo.
Got that down here.
Oh, is that a clown?
It's a little cloud.
Cloud.
Because I was on cloud nine at the
time. Oh, well, I see. So that makes sense.
So shit. But I didn't sleep for 5 days.
It looks like a sheep with no legs.
No, yeah. I should make it into a sheet.
I'm
definitely going to do it.
Do you ever watch that show, To Two of Us? Nah. Just To Two of Us?
Nah.
Honestly.
Good?
I want to host it.
Yeah.
It's two mates or family members. You get together and you put a tattoo on the other person.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Then you reveal it.
Oh, nah.
The mum and the son.
Yeah.
On her son's thigh, she puts her face pointing up at his cock holding a condom. And he goes, Mom, what the fuck are we doing that for? And then she reveals her on her arm. She's hanging the washing out and she's shitting herself. He goes, son, that's not banter. That's not banter.
No
you
way.
Don't do that to your mum. I'm like, you don't go on this show with your mum. And he's crying, going, Mum, I didn't know. You clearly didn't think. It's not even funny. She's got this shitting. And this last one, then we will move on. But you know your belly
button. I saw the belly button one.
Ah!
Yeah, I saw the belly button one, yeah.
The man's the belly button as an arsehole.
Yeah.
And he's bending over like that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And the man's going, why, mate, why? And then he's put syphilis and an arrow pointing to his
arm. They can't be real tattoos.
There's no right.
They can't be real tattoos.
There's no moral high ground. So don't start kicking off. You're meant to be me, mate. Syphilis. This way.
Fucking hell.
Oh, dear. Hello, madam. Would you like anything off the trolley? We've got Pringles. Got a family pack of Pringles or a single pack of Pringles. Or you can have a tattoo of a pack of Pringles on your face. What do you want? Oh, that looks lovely, madam. So, your album's out in June.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
Oh.
I know, I might have to move it.
What, forward or later?
Don't know yet.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like that's too far away.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I've sat on the album for so long. I feel like I want to give people the album now. So.
Do it now.
Just right now. I'm going to click send.
Yes, send it. I'll get my laptop.
Yeah. No, I feel like it needs to come out a little bit earlier than that.
Yeah. And then, and you're on tour, are you?
Yeah, I'm doing my first arena tour.
Arena tour, yeah. Yeah. I've heard about that.
Yeah, first arena.
Exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Finishing off at the O2.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so big venues, a lot of people, and.
But surely you're ready for that now.
Definitely. I've dreamt of arenas, and I just feel like I've got there, and I just need to. I need to put on the best show as possible.
Of course.
You know, then you go into arenas sometimes, you're like, oh, I don't know if they're made for arenas.
Mm.
Where I know that I'm made for arenas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah.
Wow, you're going to do what Pink does and, like, fly around.
Fly in. Yeah. Nah.
You know when it's cutting right into, you women won't have this, but when it cuts right into your groin.
Yeah.
It's awful, isn't it? Have you ever been in a harness?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not good.
No. So in Vegas, did you see any shows or was it just lager?
Nah, when you mean shows, what do you mean?
Did you catch a show? Celine Dion, Adele?
No.
Cirque du Soleil?
No, I saw some shows, but nothing like that. Yeah, nah. It was was carnage.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, you lads.
Yeah.
You're only young ones, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. The stag didn't even get married. That's how bad it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's insane.
Love it.
Do you complain?
Do I complain?
Yeah, do you ever complain? Because there's two kinds of people that go, oh, yes, this is lovely, and then you go on TripAdvisor and then one star. Or will you say to me...
Nah, I fucking hate it. If I get, like... Again, my missus is someone who would say if the dinner wasn't right or if it wasn't, like, up to... She would leave a comment or she would be, like, calling back the waiter and going, can you take this back? I'm like, I can't do it. I feel like I'd just eat it even if it had a hair in it. Do you know what I mean? I know, but one of those ones where you have to do it because I hate saying, can you bring that back? I hate it.
So what would make you complain, though?
At a hotel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Noisy, smoky?
No smoky. I don't mind smoky.
What about if there's a wedding underneath in the ballroom? And you get,
I'd get involved. I'd get right involved.
You'd be karaoke.
Yeah, I know.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. I tell you what would annoy me. If like, I walked into the room and the bathroom was in, like, if there's hairs in there.
No, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I wouldn't be into that.
Yeah.
I would have to be like, mate, you're going to have to change rooms for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's normal.
That's normal.
Someone's, yeah, an unflushed
That's
toilet.
Normal, yeah. But if there was a party going on, I wouldn't complain about that. People are having a good time.
Oh.
I'm up for a good time.
Okay, well, that's good then. That's good.
Yeah.
So when was the last time you lost your rag, though?
On holiday?
You've never gone, come on.
On holiday?
Yeah.
Nah, I've never lost my rag on holiday.
But only when you've been stopped karaokeing.
Only when I've... Yeah, exactly. But that's to my missus. I'm like, let me do what I want to do. Yeah.
Where do you go for romance and sexy time with your missus?
On holiday?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to upstairs in the bedroom.
Yeah,
now, no. Try and fit it round a holiday theme.
Yeah, imagine.
Behind the bins.
Do you know what? On holiday, behind the bins...
Yeah, we're on a holiday destination.
Yeah.
Do you find Paris or Barcelona or sort of Venice? That's nice.
I've never been to Venice, but Paris is up there. Sexy, yeah. Well,
sexy.
I went to Paris not too long ago. I went to see Crazy Horse. You seen that?
Oh, I went to see Crazy Horse. All the girls.
Yeah. I'm real.
They were so sexy. Yeah.
Crazy.
Can you imagine
horse.
Me in Crazy Horse?
I think you'd be great.
No, not on stage. I couldn't believe it. It was a bit near the knuckle, weren't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. But all like the lighting, how that all works, the dancers obviously
are stunning.
Stunning. Just
Did you ever
summed
go
up
to
Paris.
The toilet in there because the urinals
yeah,
were like
pissing
a,
like a in
a mouth.
Mouth, yeah, yeah.
It's a bit weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
Right, okay. So what are you like when you eat? Will you try like the street food?
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Have you been to Thailand?
Yeah, loves Thailand.
Yeah, good place.
Yeah. Do you have the street food though? Will you go off the beaten track? And
I might, would.
If there's a little hut there or something?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that's where you get your best food from. Yeah. However, I did try chicken wings in a hut, like a little beach hut in Barbados actually. And when I say I had the worst... food poisoning, it was
what,
awful.
Both ends.
Let me tell you this story, yeah? So I woke up, my mum and I brought my mum and dad on holiday.
Oh, no.
Yeah? And my mum was like, do you want to go and do like a day out of, let's go kayaking and all that kind of stuff? I was like, yeah, well on it. So we booked it. The next morning, I was like to my brother, I don't feel very well, man. Mum's ringing, ready to go, the car's downstairs. And my brother was walking out the door and I went, I just think I've just shat myself. Yeah. And he's gone, what? He's gone, I was like, yeah.
Oh, no.
So he's gone downstairs. I've obviously shat myself.
Yeah.
And
it happens to us all.
Happens to us all.
Judgmental space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gone downstairs and I'm like, I have to just play the game and just make sure that I'm all right.
No, you
we
don't.
We got to the kayak.
Turn around, you go back in that room.
Mate, we got to the kayak,
it's
yeah.
It's sandy lanes, not shitty lanes.
We got to the ocean kayaking and again in the kayak, I was like, oh my God, I don't feel well.
No.
And the sea is like getting rougher and rougher.
I bet.
The fuck? Yeah.
And browner.
Yeah. But then this boat has capsized. Yeah. I'm fucking here, like, trying to keep myself up. I'm fucking ill. I'm violently sick in the sea.
Oh, no.
Shit myself
no,
in the sea.
No.
And I'm having...
Horrible story.
Mate, it was awful. And then from there, it was, like, hallucinating the lot. Yeah, so...
What was in those chicken wings?
I don't know.
Was the chicken off its face?
Probably. The chicken off his face.
Chicken was on drugs when it died.
Yeah.
You just, oh my god.
Yeah, it wasn't
I'm
nice.
I'm so sorry, Tom. That's disgusting.
I know, but it's again like one of them things that happens.
Isn't that weird though that you're sick and shit yourself at the same way your body's just I know.
I was like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible. It wasn't nice.
Is there anywhere you love...
I bet everybody wants to hear me about shitting myself on this podcast.
Oh, we always get shit. I've said this many times, but I shat myself once on an Inca monument. In Mexico.
Really?
Yeah, Montezuma's Revenge. That's what they call
it.
Oh,
my God.
They get revenge on the Western people coming over, you know, because just killed them all, didn't we, really? And like, yeah, and then that's what they call it, Montezuma's Revenge.
What, and you shat on it?
Not in protest.
Oh, right.
No, I'd stomachache.
Oh, right. Fucking hell.
I hate Mexicans.
Yeah.
No, just for the record, I had the awful stomach like you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it deliberately. I didn't, it wasn't, I'm not going there. Tell us about where you're touring.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere you're looking forward to touring? Is there places you go, oh, I always love it there. The crowd's great.
Manchester.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Manchester's the best.
Yeah.
Best city in my opinion. Mm. Glasgow. Love
They're
the Scottish.
Fun, aren't they?
The Scottish are the best crowd.
Isn't that funny? Because it's stand-up as well. It's probably Manchester, Liverpool, Glasgow. Always look forward to doing Glasgow.
Yeah.
They are just, you go on that stage, boom, come on, let's have some
fun. Know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Just up north, everybody's just a bit more funner up north, aren't
they? Yeah, I think so.
But obviously London's great as well. Still got to sell a few tickets
there.
So
I know.
You are the best.
Let's not start slagging things off. Yeah, we've got tours to sell.
But I'm obviously looking forward to looking forward to getting to like Asia. I've never been to Japan, South Korea.
Amazing.
So I'm looking forward to doing that.
Yeah.
And trying like loads of different things out. Food.
Chicken wings.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will shortly be arriving into Bedford. If you'd like to put your tray tables up and stop eating, you fat bastards, we will soon be landing. Cross-check to manual. Thank you, needle dicks. Let's land this fucking plane.
Right, okay, now we're about to start our descent.
No.
Yes, I'm afraid we've got to start.
This is the best flight I've ever had.
Oh, thank you so much. Mile High Club, Mile Shy Club. Have you ever had sex on a plane?
No, I'd love to, though.
Mojito or mint tea?
Oh, mojito.
Full Moon Party or Full English Breakfast?
Full Moon Party.
Wicked. Amazon Prime or Amazon Hike?
Amazon Prime.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
Nudist or not on your Nelly? Will you
love a nudist beach?
You love nudist beach.
Yeah, I feel like that's what.
But you can't do that anymore. You're famous. Taj Mahal or Taj Mahal?
Taj Mahal. I've never been there, so
no,
I'd love
you've
to.
You've got to go. It's amazing. I've been there. There's something about that place.
Yeah.
I've felt so peaceful there, and I'm quite,
really.
Yeah, I'm quite jittery and all that, but I just felt there's something here. It was so magical. You'll love it. And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you give a good tip, or would you like fuck? You, never seen you again.
I do tip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
A bit
tip
hesitant up there. Not.
Yeah. No.
A good
I do tip. A good tip. Yeah. A good tip. If they've done a good job. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Do you know what I mean? And in America, you have to. Do you know
oh
what
my
mean?
God. Yeah. They
which
hate
is
you.
If you don't, you're like
you get beaten up.
Yeah. You get beaten up.
And, too soon.
Too soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's been great. What
Lovely.
A holiday.
Please collect your bags from the carousel.
Will do.
If they turn up.
Yeah.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank Thank you, Tom. That was brilliant. And don't forget, Tom's new album, What Ifs and Maybes, is out June the 9th. And try and catch him on his arena tour as it continues around Europe. And he's coming back in the UK as well. So grab your tickets. Go to tomgrennanmusic.com for all the info. Next week, oh, it's Jamie Dimitru from one of my favourite ever shows, Stab Let's Flats. It's a good one. Don't forget, guys. Flats.